Eight workers stand beside a large backyard barbecue grill filled with flaming logs, warming themselves just outside the plant gates. Carol Longseth says they picket in four-hour shifts around the clock. She says despite union efforts to schedule new talks, there's been no word yet from the company.
No meetings, no calling the union reps back to talk whatsoever, so we're really at a standstill right now.
Longseth has worked at the Sun Prairie plant making automotive hoses for the past 35 years. She says while the company's plan to close two tire plants in Texas and Georgia is the major sticking point in the contract, she's also worried about proposals to cut medical benefits for retirees and a two-tiered pay scale that could cut the average $19 an hour wage for some employees to about $12 an hour. Salaried workers are running the Sun Prairie plant during the strike, and Longseth says some workers are already looking for part-time jobs to help them weather the strike.
Just to supplement what they can, because they have homes, they have cars, they have children. Me and my fiance, we both work here at Goodyear, and now we're both out of jobs, and there's many other ones that are husbands and wives that work here, and there's no money coming in.
The last time the Steelworkers Union struck Goodyear in 1997, it lasted only 19 days, but workers say this is a bigger fight and could take longer. Last week, the company laid off 330 workers at a non-union plant in North Carolina that makes wire for Goodyear tires. The layoff was necessary because the strike at 12 union tire plants in the U.S. and Canada has reduced demand for the wire. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.